when you do buy a Wi-Fi router, for example, if you go to Best Buy and you open up the box and then you actually pull out the router, you'll notice that there'll probably be a sticker or some sort of card on a router that has your administrative username and password, which is already by default given to you. And you'll use this default username and password to first log into your Wi-Fi router. And that's to like go into your settings and change anything like your Wi-Fi password and your broadcast name and everything like that. So the first thing you want to do is when you log in is change those administrative username and passwords, because if someone knows that you're using, for example, like a Netgear model XYZ router and you don't change your administrative username and password, that is public knowledge. So you want to be able to make sure you go in and change that. We'll also go to the SSID. And the SSID in layman's terms is basically what is your Wi-Fi called when you go home. So is it called like Starbucks free Wi-Fi or something like that? And you want to change the default because in most cases, the SSID or your Wi-Fi name is going to include the make and model of your router. So to go off of what we just talked about before, if your Wi-Fi name is broadcasting, hey, I am Netgear, you know, model XYZ, and you don't change your administrative username and password, you know, some potential guy in your driveway or, you know, around your house can see that and Google and find your username and password and potentially use that as an avenue to get into your internal network. And most Wi-Fi routers, or I guess I'll say all Wi-Fi routers nowadays, come with an internal firewall. And just make sure that's enabled as well. I think it should be enabled by default. And that's just going to protect, you know, all the devices in your internal network or all the Wi-Fi or all the devices connected to your Wi-Fi router just from, you know, outside attacks.